Detective Sergeant Ron Bridge said that on the night of June 25th, officers responded to a parking problem in the Bear Hollow neighborhood.
There was a recreational vehicle that was parked on the road. The first time we responded out there, the registered owner was unknown at that time. We were called back a second time because there was a male individual that was actually working on the trailer. Upon arrival, we made contact with that male, explained to him the situation, that it was illegally parked and that it needed to be moved. That individual explained that he would comply with moving it. Further the investigation, we did ask the individual for his name and date of birth, which statutorily we can do that while investigating a criminal act. This individual refused to give his name after being requested for the third time to please give his identification, or actually his name and date of birth. This individual, refused to comply with that lawful order of the responding deputy. So the responding deputy took him into custody for failing to comply with his order, his lawful order.
When asked for his name, the suspect repeatedly said he was a state citizen or a sovereign citizen. When he was arrested, he went limp and had to be carried into the police vehicle and into the jail. Ultimately, he was identified as 46-year-old Rulin P. Jeffs of Hilldale, Utah. Bridge was not sure how officers obtained the suspect's information, but his name is iconic within the polygamist community of Hilldale and the FLDS Church. Rulin T. Jeffs was the president of the church until his death in 2002, when he was succeeded by son Warren Jeffs, who is currently serving a prison sentence on sexual assault charges. Summit County officials did not know if and how their suspect is related to the FLDS church leaders. Jeff was booked into the county jail for failure to disclose identity and interference with an arresting officer, both of those Class B misdemeanors, and not having a vehicle registration, that a Class C misdemeanor. At his first appearance in justice court on Monday the 30th, Jeffs refused to provide his name or any information, and at that time, Judge Shauna Kerr ordered him to stay in custody until he cooperates. At a later hearing, though, on Wednesday, July 2nd, Jeffs was again unresponsive. Judge Kerr entered a not guilty plea on his behalf, set a pretrial date for him on August 19th, and released him on his own recognizance. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.